BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Amy is the first person to tweet me this morning. She says, OMG, did you see Life on Mers last night? It's on ITV2. Ollie's got cameras following him around now. I hope it doesn't go Peter Andre and, like, still in 10 years there'll be cameramen everywhere he goes. Oh, hi, I'm just going to the toilet now. That'll make it to season 3.
Have you seen the advert for that Peter Andre one? I can't remember why it's so funny, but it is really funny. I think he says something like, "Hi, I'm Peter Andre, and I'm so excited, as I know you are, about my new series. I can't wait." And it's like, OK, you can't wait, but we're OK at the moment, I think, thanks.
It just gets to the point with, I think, with Katie Price and with Peter Andre, and I don't think Mers will go down this road, because it's just a one-off and it's just following him on tour and stuff. But there must get a point where it's like, can I do anything and there's not a cameraman there? It just must get boring and annoying. Like, is there any aspect of your life that's not on TV? Even when he came in here not that long ago, full camera crew with him. It's like, oh, God, just leave him behind for a day. 6:41, this is the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills, and that's how Scott sees it.
You wouldn't do one then? I quite like it if it was on someone boring. No, I'm not saying that you're... No, that came out wrong. I'm not saying that you're boring, but someone who, like, someone normal.
Yeah.
Like, who didn't do all this.
Mers is quite normal.
Is he, though? Mm. Is he still normal?
I thought he'd
changed.
I don't think he's changed massively. I think that there are more people around him now because he's more of a famous. And yes, when I was doing that Sport Relief Let's Dance thing with him, there was someone there just to do his makeup and hair, even though there was already a makeup and hair department. But that's what... I would want that if I was that famous.
Do you get to see him put his really tight trousers on in this one, do you think?
Yeah, of course you do.
Because I didn't see it. Do you see him, like, lying on the bed, like, trying to get them up round his waist?
Yeah, there'll be loads of him naked.
Doesn't he still live at his mum's?
I think so, yeah. I think he's about to get a house, but at the moment still drives that Cinquecento.
Has that been fixed now? Do you remember he had the problem with it? It was in the garage for months.
As far as I'm aware, it hasn't. And, yeah, I think he still lives with his mum in
Essex.
Is that
Ollie Mers or Professor Green? I know one of them lives with their mum.
No, it's Mers, yeah. But he is getting a new house soon. Anyway. No, I didn't see Life on Mers, but I can imagine what it was like, Amy.
It's a clever name.
It is good. Do you think they thought of that first? Also, Harriet's been on going, "Oh, it's too early, you're too lively. Stop playing music." Too lively, sorry about that. She's told me to... jog on, which is up there with one of my favourite kind of insults, early morning insults, which we've been getting. The other one that I quite like is do one. That's good, isn't it?
I like jog on. I haven't said that for a while.
Jog on. What's going on, Chris?
Same old, really. To be honest, I'm trying to think of something really exciting to tell you. I had a dry pot noodle last night.
Why would you do that?
I kind of wanted to see what it tasted like, but also there was no
water
available.
You're taking this hosepipe ban way too seriously. You can still use stuff from the tap. It is okay to run the tap.
I mean, it's a very small amount of water generally in one of those meals. Can I call them meals?
Yeah.
In a pot. So I think you'll be fine. I mean, I know there is a water shortage and I know that you are in the area affected, but just putting that amount of water in, as long as you're consuming it.
Were you hoping the saliva would mix it up and
I was hoping
it'd
be a bit like when you have dry cereal. You know, I think that's all right, eating dry cereal. I do that quite often.
I don't think a dry pot noodle, like that would be horrible.
Mm. It was disgusting.
Right, well, thanks for the tip.
Thanks for that.
So don't do that, anyone.
I think he was in shock for most of yesterday after I accidentally...
It was a very weird day, and
yesterday,
I had weird dreams last night and everything.
Was this involving the incident that took place during Innuendo Bingo? I think we've got a lot more listeners this morning.
Do you think?
I think a lot of people heard the advert for our show yesterday about me falling out during Innuendo Bingo. I think there's a lot more people tuning in, hoping that it happens again.
If you weren't listening and you didn't hear the trail for yesterday's show, which was running throughout the day, there was an incident in Innuendo Bingo where Chris and Becky were spitting the water out, as they do, and a boob fell out.
It did. Well, I just say enjoy the boob. But do you know what? Statistically, it's like people who suddenly get into watching, like, bowls or whatever it is after there's been a streaker. Statistically, if you watch the bowls after there's been a streaker, the next day it's not likely that there's going to be another one.
It's not going to happen.
You need to wait like a few months. So I think statistically I'm okay today.
And also, there's no innuendo bingo today. So when would there be an opportunity for one to slip out?
We have got a video on the Radio 1 homepage called Becky's Jugs.
That is not...
That's not what you think it is.
Yeah, it's not connected.
We were not filming that yesterday. So don't be deceived into thinking that that is from the innuendo bingo yesterday, because that's something entirely different,
yeah.
Where we took two plastic jugs onto the street to see if people would shout, "Nice jugs." That was earlier in the week. Chris Moyles is back on Monday morning. Do you want to know what I did last night?
Go on.
I feel like I should say it now.
Oh, what have you done?
Don't judge me. I went to see Steps.
You did go?
I did go.
Were you always going to go? Because yesterday... Right, okay. Because yesterday, me and Chris said, "You're going to see Steps tonight, aren't you?" And you said, "No."
Your
friends are going. And you were like, yeah, they're going, but I'm not going.
Well,
yeah.
I wasn't going to go, but then I drove the people that were going to go, because all the trains were really messed up yesterday, and there was lightning strikes at, I think, in London, Waterloo in Victoria, so they couldn't get there because they were coming from the southeast somewhere. So... Ooh. Yes, I was happy to take their place. And what a show. What a show.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It's one of those things where you think, okay, this is probably... I probably wouldn't have... You know, not the first gig I would have chosen to go to. But you have a smile on your face through the whole show. And you forget how many amazing hits they've had.
Did you crowd surf?
It wasn't one of those kind of gigs. And I was up really high. You know, in the O2... In London, I don't know if you've ever been there, but if you have, and it's the same for any big arena...
Is it the ones where they say that they can't sell you the tickets if you've got the fear of heights?
Yeah.
Because it's that high?
I actually at one point thought, oh, I can't cope with this, I'm going to have to go back down, because I was so high up, and you do feel... Like, I don't really suffer from vertigo or anything like that, but you do feel like, oh, I could just fall now.
Fall on Claire Richards?
Yeah. And no one wants that. So... Yeah, all the hits were on. All the outfits that they used to wear were still on. I wasn't, if I'm entirely honest, sure about the solo section, which they did. Which one of my friends, who's a massive fan, tells me they always used to do at their live shows.
And what does this involve?
Well, it's like they do all their hits. They do Tragedy and the others. Love's Got a Hold of My Heart. See, you've forgotten all these, haven't you? Can you remember any others?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, that was
on. A good one.
Better Best Forgotten.
Yes.
Tune.
Yeah.
Heartbeat.
Yeah.
So they do all those in like a big medley. And then they're like, okay, guys, now it's time for our solos. And the first one, I think, was Lee the Latch, Latchford Evans. Brace yourself. Doing a mix of S&M by Rihanna and Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5.
No, I wish I'd been there.
Who would have thought that at the O2, Lee Latchford Evans would be performing to a sellout crowd, Moves Like Jagger?
He needs to go solo.
There was a slight problem in that he was being kind of raised from below, so he kind of gradually appeared with all the smoke and stuff around him, but the stage didn't work. So for the first minute of Moves Like Jagger, he wasn't there. You could just hear him going, "I've got the moves, yeah, Jagger."
But oh, no.
But unfortunately, there was a stage malfunction.
Tragedy.
Stuff like that happens.
And everyone was like, "Where is he?" And he, the thing to raise him up didn't raise him up. And because I was so high, I could see...
You could see him in the hole.
I could see him in the hole going, "Get me out. I'm supposed to be on."
And I'd like it if it raised him just so that you could just see his head and nothing else. His little head hanging out of the top.
It wasn't happening at all for poor Lee.
Oh.
He only made it to, like, by the second verse, his head was, like, just starting to come out. So it was a long time where he was just stuck there. And because, like I said, I was so high up in the gods, I could see all the engineers running around him trying to fix it as well. It was also quite fun because once... Steps had finished smiling and doing their big choreography, and there was a lot of dancing. Once again, I could see them being lowered in, and I could see what they were doing once they'd finished
Amazing.
The routine.
So did they all just, were they having a fight or were they?
No, they were just like, oh. And
surely they realised people can still see them.
It was brilliant. I got a real insight, but it was a fun show. People are saying you were going to go all along. I wasn't.
But you were, though.
I wasn't.
If you showed me the ticket, I bet they're all booked in your name.
Yeah,
and then
they're not.
Like,
assigned
wanted...
seats.
They're not. Beth in Dorset says, last June, me and my family went to see Glee, and my mum was nearly crying because we were so high up and the seating was so steep.
Is it that bad?
Well, I mean, some people are fine with it. And it happens at every single arena, you know, because they have to, you know, sell those seats.
I'm going to the darts there soon.
Are you?
Yeah, and I'm not, if I'm honest, I'm not great with heights.
I'm not sure that you'll be able to see anything. I hope they've got it on those two big screens either side of the stage as well.
Big screens, yeah.
See, I don't really see the point in going to see darts at somewhere like that.
Why?
Just because...
Do you still get scampi in that?
There'll be pins, they'll look like little pins on stage, and the only way you'll ever know that it's actually them playing it is because of the screens. Does it not make you feel a bit like, why am I here?
No, but
obviously not.
It's a great atmosphere. You know, everyone sings and...
Do you get chicken in a basket still?
I think you're meant to, but I don't think you do at the arenas.
Right.
You get the standard arena food.
Mm. I love the topics we've covered in this chat this
morning.
It's
been good.
Steps, chicken in a basket and dry snacks.
Did anything good happen to you yesterday?
No,
I think everything will pale into insignificance.
I know, well, yeah, apart from the boob incident, I was meant to make a cake for Fern Cotton and I realised I didn't have any vegetables, so I've just made some dry cookies.
Excellent. So that's what's waiting for you this morning, Fern, if you're listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just checking through my Twitter, as I always do at this time, because celebrities at this time in the morning on Twitter do fascinate me. Who was it that was having a right old rant the other day?
Dappy
was on. Like, first thing I do, obviously, is check Twitter in the morning before anything else, and then have a coffee. And Dappy was up all night in the studio and sending some brilliant tweets and replies to people's tweets. So Rihanna tweeted 56 minutes ago that she's on her first date in 2 years. That's quite exciting. It's probably not a one. She's probably just out with her tour manager or something and just wants to get a bit of press. Where does Rihanna go on a first date?
Also, isn't it a bit early to go on a date at 7 in the morning?
Hello, there's a time difference.
Oh, OK, yeah. Where's she gone on a first date?
It's not 7:03 in the morning everywhere in the world.
She's probably just gone to a chicken place or a burger place.
Do you think?
Yeah, like In-N-Out Burger or something.
On a first date? In-N-Out?
No, it's a restaurant.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, good luck with that, Rihanna.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on in the world of showbiz sleaze this morning, Chris? Because you're the person that knows.
I've tried to find you a bit more sleaze. Katy Perry nearly popped out.
See, where Becky, I lead, she follows.
Last night on a red carpet.
Yep.
Oh, another wardrobe malfunction. They seem to happen, don't they, in twos or threes? Because around about the Janet Jackson time at the Super Bowl was also the time... It was really nearby when Judy Finnegan popped out at that award ceremony. It was literally within weeks of each other. So you must really know how Katy Perry feels.
So is that coming back? That's what you're saying?
It's back. Nips are back.
I don't think it's a trend. I think it's just a series of accidents. I don't think people are going to start going, oh.
If you weren't listening yesterday after 9 o'clock, there was an incident on Innuendo Bingo where Becky accidentally revealed more than she should have. In that top, which was quite... I always thought, like, when you came in the morning, I was like, well, that top's a bit low cut.
It wasn't, though. It was just like a sort of black off-the-shoulder number, and the off-the-shoulder bit sort of moved round to the front, exposing a boob.
Yes.
There was a trail running all yesterday on Radio 1 where you would have heard the carnage. Becky had panda eyes from the makeup running because she was crying.
I was
slash
a mess.
Laughing.
As you had great pleasure in telling me, Becky, you're a mess.
Go and clean yourself up, Becky, you're a mess. And then, yeah, it fell out and it all went wrong. What else is going on?
Cheryl, well, you've just announced it. She's dropped the Cole from her name.
Yeah, like all the greats.
But it's caused a problem with the website, as Cheryl.com is a US cake delivery firm.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, right, so Cheryl.com's already been taken?
Yeah, she can't have that.
What's she going to do now? People are going on, finding out when her new single's out, and be ordering like a sponge by mistake.
I think what she should do is...
Oh, they look lush.
She should use the different Cheryl. She should start doing it with an S.
Imagine how much traffic that cake website is now going to get, though. Especially today, because Cheryl's new song's on at 8:10. It is Cheryl Cole, by the way, not any other Cheryl.
Not Cheryl Ferguson, who used to play Heather in EastEnders, as I originally thought.
Definitely Cheryl Cole.
I thought I'd hoped she'd left EastEnders to launch her pop career, and we had the exclusive first play, but turns out disappointing.
Justin Bieber is now driving a souped-up smart car, and it
where's
ridiculous.
The pictures of that?
It just looks ridiculous.
Now, you say that because I think you're a little bit jealous of him.
I'm really not of the smart car.
No, but you are jealous of him generally. He's one of those that... I know you quite well, Chris. There's some people that you get a little bit annoyed about, and I think Justin Bieber is one of them.
Right.
And I think it's because you're a little bit... You've got a bit of envy of... you slightly want to be him and have what he has. Am I right? Well, I don't want to get all... I mean, I don't want to get all, you know, get on the couch about this, but I do think that something is there. Am I right a little bit?
No, I don't know. I don't know. He does annoy me a little bit.
Yeah. Is that because he's really... kind of rich and famous and can get pretty much any girl he wants.
Maybe.
Yeah. And what else?
Last bit of sleaze I could find is that Rita Ora carries a bottle of Tabasco sauce wherever she goes. Apparently she loves it.
It's true, it does pep up an unexciting meal.
It does. Yeah, I mean, that's my sleaze. That's everything.
That's awesome. That's all
quite I a few give. People carry ketchup, don't they? But I don't never know Do anyone I? To carry Tabasco.
I've never known anyone to carry any of those.
Have you not?
Ketchup in their handbag.
It's someone we know, I'm sure, carries brown ketchup.
Who?
I can't remember now.
Someone at Radio 1?
Yeah, I think so. And if they don't have the bottle with them, they have sachets.
Is it Sarah Cox?
Well, she's probably got that in her handbag. She carries everything in her handbag. She's a busy mum of three.
She is a busy mum of three.
Doesn't like to mention it, but she is.
Yeah. Morning, Sarah. If you're
Hello.
Listening. Hiya, Sarah.
She's not been listening. She's a busy mum of three.
No, she will be listening. She's been tweeting every day saying that she's been listening to Tap End at 7:40. You know she's got all the condiments in
she
there.
She has. I wouldn't be surprised. Sweet chilli.
Yeah, mustard on.
She'll have wasabi
she
if you
really
need
will.
It.
The BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Carl Davis has been on Twitter. He carries around a superior brand of tomato sauce in his man bag because you can't trust restaurants and their cheap sauce. I love this. My new favourite thing, as revealed on the show the other day, is original artists singing their songs in a foreign language. So I'm not talking about cover versions that are kind of specific to the country. I'm talking about actual Beyoncé singing in a different language. Irreplaceable is a good one. Jealous, jealous. To the left, to the left. You'll be there, you'll be there. But no Spanish for In the Closet, as you'll hear. That's the same in Spanish, in the closet. And then there's her love song to Chico. Si yo fuera un chico, solo por una vez, yo me vestiría como quiero. I could listen to these all day, and mostly yesterday I did. Now, I've found some other ones, thanks to our lovely listeners. We did say if you know of any other songs by the original artists in a foreign language, let me know. And a lot of you did, so thank you. Who wouldn't want to hear Justin Bieber singing French?
Couldn't name a person. There's gonna be one less lonely girl. One less lonely girl. Do I speak fluent or is this still English?
No, one less lonely girl is the same in French.
I suddenly thought, oh my God.
Here we go. He's got no idea what he's singing, has he? Avec toi. I also spotted aujourd'hui in there and encore. This is very confusing. He's just switching between the languages.
I can't work out if I'm fluent French or not. And when
you're mine, obviously there isn't any phrase for one less lonely girl in French. Do you think... I remember talking to The Hoff about this once. The Hoff has recorded so many albums in German and obviously has been very popular in Germany. So he's recorded whole albums worth of German material. Doesn't speak a word. I mean, he'll say hello.
He doesn't know what he's saying, does he?
I don't think so.
Did he say that he doesn't even have it written down? Someone else does it and then he...
Well, what he does, and I imagine it's the same for some other artists, is... stands in the studio, headphones on, and some lady or man says, sings in German. So if you do that now.
Ein Rückfahrkarte nach Bonn, bitte.
Ein Rückfahrkarte nach Bonn, bitte. What he does is he will just repeat it. So he doesn't really know what he's singing. Do another one.
Hände hoch, bitte.
Hände hoch, bitte. That's what The Hoff does. He just repeats it. What am I saying?
The first one was a return ticket to Bonn, please.
Oh.
And I think the second one was hand, raise your hand, please.
Put your hands up.
Yeah.
You know, The Hoff has no idea. He could have said all sorts of awful things, but he doesn't know. I've done like 5 albums in German.
Oh, you could have so much fun with that.
I know. We should do that. We should get him to record a song in German where he have no idea what he's singing at all. Yeah, just sing this. Repeat after me. Listen to this. Who's this? This is Spanish, and mm-mm-mm is the same in Spanish as it is in English. So is oh yeah.
Baby.
Bebe.
Baby.
It's take that in Spanish. Go on, Barlow.
Do you think he's still got his really strong accent in Spanish? Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know if it'll translate, but I quite like it if he still...
Hola.
Yeah. Como esta?
Como esta? Oh, my bad. Sorry. Justin Bieber is French-Canadian, so has a fairly good knowledge of the language and went to a French immersion school, sorry. Oh, oops. Who's this? Oh... You see Robbie Williams. See, now I'm not convinced.
His accent isn't bad.
But my favourite one that I found in the...
Yes!
Actual artists singing their songs in another language... is this one. Baby, same in that language. So is ha. Huh. Backstreet Boys in Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Sing along. If you know the words. I can't roll my R's like that, so fair play to Howie or whatever the names were. Fair play to Kevin. There was a Kevin.
Brian, was he on?
Brian, Kevin, Nick. Who are the others, Chris?
Steve.
That's it. This is brilliant Friday education because now... you know how to say quit playing games with my heart in Italian.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's go back in time. It's our last classic episode of 24 Years at the Tap End, my friend Chris's autobiography. You may used to hear it at 5:15 in the evenings. We used to do this. But a chance to hear it again. And he is racking his brains to try and find enough material for season 2. So it's going to be, you know, later in the year. I can't be be more specific than that. I know that really annoys people when I say Pacific. I know that I'm saying Pacific and not specific.
Yeah.
And I'll get loads of texts now. It just winds people up, so I'm sorry.
If you're having your breakfast, I have to just say there is a bit of the tap end about 5 minutes in, which is slightly gross because we're talking about yards of ale. So if you're having your Cocoa Pops, put them down and go back to them or pour yourself a new bowl at 8 o'clock.
So here it is. The last classic episode of 24 years at the tap end. Oh, God, it's... Oh, no, God, I'm sorry I've heard this before. Hang on, I've not heard this one before.
My 19th year at the tap end. It was a Friday night, and I was on the busy train from Southampton Central to London Waterloo to travel back home from uni and celebrate my 19th birthday with my mates. It was my first year at uni, and although my new uni friends had given me a birthday yard in Glenbar the night before, I wanted to go home on my actual birthday to see my old home friends.
What's a birthday yard?
It's a...
A yard of ale?
Yeah.
Re-leds.
Yeah. Oh, that's just so rank. I can't even watch it when people do that because they always end up drinking their own sick, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, because it all goes back out into it's all like, for the first five mouthfuls, it's okay to watch.
Yeah.
But then, like, all the backwash comes and then there's just this strange mix and then, like, the stuff in the tube goes all weird and you're like, have they been sick? Have they not? And then they're still drinking it and everyone's going, wait. And I'm just like, ugh. I can't.
Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah, it's you. Welcome to your life.
That, but also, I got the impression that my mates from home wanted me back for my birthday. All day long, I had received messages from Chazza, Dougs, Webbo, Chango, Jono, Chinese Dave, wishing me a happy birthday, but apologising for not being able to be at home for it. They were at unis all over the UK, but I knew better than them, as they weren't the best actors. It was clear they were planning a surprise party.
Oh, no.
But they were all like, oh, sorry, mate, we can't make it tonight. Hope you have a good time, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought I'd go along with it. So I got home, dumped 2 bin liners of dirty washing for my mum, and set off to the Misty Moons in Northwood. I was on the H11 bus when I got a text from my mate Ollie, telling me to meet him at an off-licence down the road. Although I genuinely wanted it to be a surprise party, it was one of those situations where it was clear it was happening and I just had to pretend I didn't know. We met up and walked down Northwood High Street. I won't lie, I was a bit excited about seeing all the lads again, but played it cool.
Where did he say that you were going, just for a quick drink with him and yourself?
He was like, yeah, go on then, I'll come out. We'll go have a couple of drinks for your birthday. You know, the other lads can't make it. We'll go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
I walked into the pub and looked around. No one was there. Just a couple of old guys propping up the bar and one on the fruities. Butler went and got me a drink and I sat down. Still, I thought, maybe they will all just burst round the corner. They didn't. It wasn't a surprise party at all. I spent that night having a few drinks and a kebab with Butler. I think we probably ended up in Trinity, as most our nights end. It was a great night, though, but I won't lie, it's not a great feeling when you expect a surprise party, only to find the main surprise is that there is no surprise party at all.
Oh, were you convinced that all your mates were going to be like, surprise?
I honestly was.
With balloons.
I honestly was. And the problem is,
nothing.
Once you've got that idea in your head, you can't move away from it, because obviously the more people that text you just reinforces it. I guess the lesson learnt is don't expect a surprise party. It only ever leads to disappointment. I owe a lot to Ollie, though. He has been a best mate of mine for many years. That night, he was the only mate to bother coming to my birthday.
Oh.
I wanted to dedicate this chapter to him for it. I think every group of mates should have an Ollie. He's the nicest bloke in the world, but he has a few funny ways about him.
What are they?
One being that for some reason, he cannot get on a Lilo.
No,
it's hard.
Actually,
it is hard. There is a technique to it.
I know someone that can't get on a Lilo also.
No matter how hard he tries, when we go away, he cannot mount a Lilo. We've never really worked out why.
It's weird, isn't it? But has he never mastered it?
He didn't. And one time we spent hours trying it and I filmed him. And then eventually, when he got on, he sort of put both hands in the air to celebrate and tumbled off.
So near, but so far.
Yeah. He's quite a tall, really white guy, hates the sun.
I remember one time when we all went up to Leeds to do the Otley Run, he refused to dress up in beachwear fancy dress in the middle of November. He was dead against that kind of thing. His greatest move, however, is he falls asleep in clubs. Around midnight-ish, you will see him wander off into a small corner where he will fall asleep and ultimately be removed. Nearly every week, I have to have an argument with whoever removes him as to why he can't have a little sleep in the club.
You've talked about this before,
Becky,
I remember.
Becky understands this.
Why do they kick you out? Is it because it makes the club look boring?
I don't know. I don't see why it shouldn't be allowed.
I don't see why you can't just have a little sleep and then you're all right again.
It's like you and Butler should set up some kind of campaign for this, really.
Do you know what?
In clubs.
I have thought before, where there's like a VIP, you know, with a roped-off area, there should be, not in a seedy way, but a little roped-off bit for people wanting to have a nap.
It's a strange one, though. I'm not sure why they have such a problem with it.
Back to the chapter.
Go on, then.
He won't try any new food and creates music under the name Sir Dosser.
What?
A couple of years ago, he even got this name tattooed on his arm.
You are joking me.
No.
Sir Dosser.
He came up with this name, I'm not sure why, a few years back. And then I remember once he was on MSN to me saying, I'm going to go get a tattoo on my arm. And he often says these kind of things. I don't believe him. Mm. And then he went offline. And I was like, surely not. And he's gone and got Sir Dosser written on his arm. I mean, it's unbelievable that, isn't it? Yeah. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'd like to meet this guy at some point.
Oh, yeah, I'd love you to meet him.
Yeah.
He's a legend. Sir Dosser has his own quite special style of creating music, and we love him for it. He writes songs all about our lives and gimmicks from our holidays. These include holidays to Malia, Kavos, Falaraki, Napa, Magaluf and Prague. Our group loves these songs. Some of the titles include Bish Bash Bosh, a song all about Chaz's birthday in Prague, King of the Chill, Breeze Talker, and No More Bets. I'm not sure what the situation is with audiobooks, but if you have bought this as a paperback, I'm afraid you won't benefit from this next bit. Maybe I can...
I like it that you've written that in.
Well, I felt the need to.
Yeah.
If you've got this as an audiobook, however, here are a couple of Sir Dosser highlights.
Oh, amazing.
I've got them for you.
Okay, so what are we hearing here?
Right. I've taken some clips from his smash hit, Bish Bash Bosh.
Excellent. So this is Sir Dosser, your mate Ollie, with Bish Bash Bosh.
Because I'm a pleasant chap, enjoy a few berries in the bitch pack. www. Think it's your lucky day? Well, it's not.
I mean, he can rhyme. I mean, that's good, isn't it?
What's that
some more.
Backing track?
He made it.
Right.
Unfortunately, that chat is not gonna be dropped. Save it for a rainy day. And then, yippee-ki-yay, Sir Dosser brights up the day. Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Watching some banter with your beer, not banter. Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Watching some banter with your beer, not banter.
That wasn't the reaction I expected, actually. I thought this was a good one. No? Not feeling that. I can't tell if you... This is a, what are you saying, Scott?
I'm saying... We drink beer, not Fanta.
Bish Bash Bosh,
watching
having a laugh
some
in
banter.
Prague. No, Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. We boshing some banter, we drink beer, not Fanta.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Boshing some banter, we drink beer, not Fanta. Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Boshing some banter, we drink beer, not Fanta.
I like that bit.
I'm sure I used to have that on my keyboard when I was a kid, where you just press one button and it does the track for you.
Well, that's...
Do you not think that's catchy?
Sir Dosser, yeah, it is, actually. Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. See, it's in my head already. In my head already.
Well, this is a good sign, surely.
I think so. Wow.
You've presented the chart every now and then. No chances at all?
I can't just put it in. People have to actually download it or buy it.
I can't work out why it doesn't sound like a normal song. Is it because the microphone is in one side of the room and he's, like, hiding under a duvet in the corner of the other?
Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Watching some banter with your beer, not banter.
I'm over here!
Yeah. I can't work it. It doesn't sound like a normal song to me, though,
no.
Does it?
No, clearly.
Well, I like it.
Yeah. Do you all sing it? Like, does it come into your head and you're like...
I like it. I don't see...
Have you done a video for it, like boy band style? Because I'd quite like to see that.
No, we haven't. Haven't thought of that, actually. That's not a bad...
Has it got a routine?
Oh, well, we could make one, I guess. Bish, bash, bosh. I don't know. I need some help with that. I'm not a choreographer.
I don't think he's a musician.
Oh, I love that one. Classic 24 years at the tap end. And now we'll just wait patiently for season two. La, la, la. When's that going to be? Going to send Chris to some hypnotherapy lessons where he will remember some more episodes of his life, and you know, maybe we'll have it for you by the end of the summer. Don't put pressure on us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Joel in Bridlington. Isn't it strange what people remember when they're listening to the show? Remember the other day Chris was saying that he's got a blind spot on his back that he can't reach in the shower, and he's thinking that it's never been washed in 25 years. Chris, I do actually have upstairs for you a shower scrunchie. You're going to save so much shower gel right now.
Oh, wow.
Joel in Bridlington just wanted to know if I managed to get you one. £1.50 that was. From
Thank
a
you.
Pound shop, which is actually outrageous, because why is it £1.50 in a pound shop?
Yeah, some pound shops aren't a pound. They're just cheaper.
That's weird. 8.21, DJ Fresh and hot right now. Okay, I'm off next week, so this is your last chance to win some Scott Mills points for quite some time. Oh no, what's occurring? It's our new game. What's that slapping me round the face?
Oh, what's occurring?
Very simple. We have blindfolded Chris, my friend here, and we will slap him around the face with something.
Hard.
But can he guess what we have just slapped him around the face with? If I'd known we were going to do this earlier, I would have got a jingle made. What's that slapping me round the face? You've got to predict whether or not Chris will guess what we've just slapped him around the face with. I like this game. You'll get 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. So Chris is all blindfolded up. Can you see anything?
No, I can't see anything, no.
You really can't. How many fingers am I holding up?
Well, I can't see, can I? Oh. So.
Okay, so the blindfold is on. Now, this is where it takes a little bit of a twist, because Chris cannot hear anything at the moment because he is not wearing headphones. So he has a blindfold, he is not wearing headphones, so he cannot hear what you can hear.
Oh, what's occurring?
So for everyone listening, but not Chris because he can't hear this, here is the lovely Gemma, who's working on the show, with the first thing that we're going to be slapping him around the face with. He can't hear this.
A smoked mackerel.
So,
I don't like this.
Oh, no, do I have
on.
To touch it?
Oh, don't say that.
Don't give too many clues, you'll give it away. So, what do you think? Knowing what you know now, listeners, will Chris guess what that is as it slaps into his face? It's just a simple yes or no.
He's not looking happy.
But you will get 10 Scott Mills points if you get it right. Becky, do you reckon he's going to get this one?
No, because I don't think he knows what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
So the listeners at home have heard what it is. Chris has no idea.
Where's this coming from? Sorry, where
no,
are
I'm
you,
No, I'm
going
to do it. I'm not close to you at the moment.
Can you feel something behind you?
No, I'm not sure about this game anymore. Oh, I don't... who sniffed me?
That was Scott.
I just came around and sniffed you. 10 right. Scott Mills points, if you're right. Chris... what is this we are slapping you round the face with? Go! Oh!
Hang on.
Oh! No.
It's all breaking up.
Another one, quick.
What do you mean? No! Stop it!
He just went in his ear.
Can we get that out of my ear? Oh!
It's all mushing up.
That will do. I thought we agreed one slap. What was that? That was a volley. Right, I'm going to lash out.
Right, don't lash out.
It's all oily.
So, how does that feel, Chris?
Well, awful. It's in my ear.
Just wiping him down.
Stop giving away clues.
Okay.
Chris, what just hit you?
Well, it stinks. It's oily. It's a fish. Do I need to be specific?
Take off your blindfold.
I'm gonna go mackerel.
Yes,
I'm right.
It's
yes.
a wet fish. It's mackerel. Congratulations. You shouldn't have given away the oily clue.
Well, it's quite obvious by the smell what was going on.
And his newly moisturised face.
A smoked mackerel.
So, just by the sound of the smoked mackerel, brushing against somebody, well, not brushing, hitting somebody across the face hard. If you said smoked mackerel, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Oh, that really does smell. If you said yes to a smoked mackerel, then yes. 10 Scott Mills points.
But you also said if you said smoked mackerel, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points, which is good because you told us it was smoked mackerel beforehand. So, yes, everyone 10 Scott Mills points.
Sorry, that's me being an idiot. Okay, next one. Are you ready? Let's do it. Okay. Remember, Chris cannot hear this, but let's find out what he's about to be slapped in the face by.
A cream eclair.
So everyone heard that, apart from Chris? You right there?
I'm not...
It just stinks, doesn't it?
I'm not sure this one's going to make much of a noise. I think it might just stick.
Okay. Becky, do you think that Chris will be able to guess what's slapping him around the face? He doesn't know. It's just us that knows what's going to happen.
No.
Now. 10 Scott Mills points, if you're right. Guess along wherever you are, and please keep a note of how many points you've got, because I can't be responsible. Chris, what is this we are slapping you round the face with? Oh!
Okay.
Oh, that was a good noise. What?
I think I'm going to be sick.
No, don't be sick.
Oh, no, don't be sick.
Can we... What is that? That's in my ear again. That's in my ear. I need someone to sort this now.
What do you need?
Oh, my God, I like cleaning. Just looking at you.
You need what?
Becky, can you clean me, please? It's in my ear.
It's in his ear.
Oh, that is gross. What are you doing?
Don't swear.
I'm trying to clean you up.
You're making it worse.
Okay. All right, so, Chris, what do you think it was?
I don't know.
Do you want another slap?
No, I don't.
I'm just a little, maybe a little touch.
No.
Oh, hang on, I'll use the other one.
Just maybe a bit higher on his face.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Worked. It's lodged in his ear now.
We're going to have to get this out.
Okay, that's a problem. Right, his ear is full. His left ear is full. Yeah. That's a problem.
Guys,
we need to get out of his ear.
Guys, now.
Becky, please, help him.
I can't help him, I'm laughing.
Please help him.
Now.
Like, it's in his ear.
It's right inside. Becky, I need help. Oh, no, it's... No, that's gone really bad.
Chris, can you guess what it is?
I don't know.
Chris,
I
won't use your finger, get it out.
Dog food.
What?
Oh, no, Becky. No.
You're saying dog food?
Yeah.
Are you in any position to take your blindfold off?
I'm not, no.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what it was. It was a cream eclair.
Oh,
cream eclair.
If you said no, he would not predict that it was a cream eclair. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Oh, I think he's angry.
I don't know why I agreed to this.
Okay.
It's only going to get worse as well.
We're in the middle of... What's that slapping me around the face? On Radio 1. So far, it's been a cream cake and a fish.
No.
How's your ear? Yeah, hello?
He's not happy.
Okay, now he has a piece of tissue sticking out of his left ear. All right, one more, okay?
One more.
One more, okay. For the listeners at home, remember, Chris can't hear this. Here's what we are putting round his face next.
A cold cup of tea.
Okay, so just one more to go. That was for everyone listening, but not Chris. You obviously now know what it's going to be. So, Chris, are you ready? 10 Scott Mills points. Please keep a note of them. Do you think Chris will be able to guess what's slapping him around the face here? And are you ready, Chris?
Yep.
Are you ready, Becky? Everyone ready? Becky, you need to predict whether he's going to guess this or not.
Yes, I think he will. This is quite an easy one.
You think he will know what it is? Okay.
Shut your mouth.
Huh?
3, 2, 1.
Oh!
What do you think?
I wasn't expecting that. What is that?
Do you want it again?
No.
You ready?
Drink.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no! Oh, no!
I don't know what that is.
Chris, what was that?
I don't know what that is.
What do you think? What did it feel like?
I don't know what...
What was it, solid, liquid?
It was liquid.
Right, what, though?
It was definitely... It was liquid, but I
what?
Can't tell what that tastes like.
Okay. Just have a guess.
I don't know what fluid this is.
Any idea at all? Because we need an answer.
What sort of taste are you getting?
We need an answer from you.
I'm just going to go... I can't tell you what that is.
Anything.
Tea.
Yay!
Tea is correct. So, if you thought that Chris would say
tea,
give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. There we are, just a casual bit of cream cake, fish and tea. What?
You've just thrown tea in my face.
Yes. That's our new game.
That's not even a slap.
What's that slapping me-ish around the face?
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the last show and tell of this week. Becky. What is it?
I don't appreciate texts like this from Paul and Lynx, who says, didn't Becky do a show and tell during innuendo bingo yesterday? Mega lols. Right.
Get that on the podcast if you missed it. It's quite something.
Enjoy the boob.
Shame we weren't filming.
Right, well, today's... It was just one, so it was just...
Just it. All right.
Yeah. my show and tell today, Missed Connections adverts. Have you seen these in the paper? They're amazing.
Do they still have them in papers?
Yeah,
I know they have them online.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, cool. Okay, so maybe people are listening right now and they'll be like, oh, that description sounds like me.
Yeah, it'd be like, if I saw you, I'd be like, I saw you in your orange glow. You were hot. Although why you're wearing tracksuit bottoms, I don't know.
Okay. So let's hear some of these. These are real ads that have been placed from people who missed that special someone, quite possibly.
Man for woman. I was having a wee in the unisex toilet when you walked in because I forgot to lock the door.
Oh, that's happened to a lot of people. That description could fit loads.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened to me on trains a lot.
Yes. And also in this building, because Westwood doesn't lock the door, he leaves it slightly ajar.
No, but just Trevor Nelson.
I don't think he does it.
Trevor Nelson doesn't do it either.
No, they just don't lock. They leave it ajar is a whole different thing.
Does. But if you're not thinking, if you're not like thinking straight, you don't quickly look through. I mean, that's enough for anybody. But if you just sort of bust in, it's like, oh, okay.
So this could be a nice lady or man thinking that Westwood is a bit hot.
Mm.
You look to be in your early 20s with long blonde hair. You screamed and ran out. But when we made eye contact, I somehow felt there was a deeper connection and want to apologise and maybe explore it more. If you can tell me exactly where it was and the colour shirt I had on, I will know it's you.
Right, so if you can get in touch with that person, say where the location was and what shirt you had on, then you could be in touch with each other.
This is interesting circumstances to meet someone, isn't it? Like, I don't know anybody that's got together in this way before, where someone's walked in, they were having a wee, and oh my God, you're like the woman of my dreams.
Yeah, wow.
Also, sorry for accidentally weeing on the floor when I made that jerk reaction. You scared me when you opened the door.
Wow.
But if you think that could be you, and you liked what you saw, then get in touch with him.
It's just not the most romantic of circumstances, is it?
Are these real?
Yes, they are.
These are real.
Yeah. 100%.
Incredible.
So, maybe you're listening and thought, yes, that was me. Get in touch with that person. If there was wee on the floor and you remember that.
Man for woman. I saw you at a nightclub at 3 a.m. last night. I noticed you had a tattoo of the Quaker Oat logo on your arm.
Now, this is much easier to pin down. You will know if this is you.
Why would you do that?
I like this porridge so much.
I sent my friend with a camera to catch a photo of you, and he did. But he's a moron and didn't ask your name.
Oh. That's almost as good as the shop in Brighton that I saw, the tattoo shop, and in the window they had a picture of someone that had a tattoo of Harry Hill's face.
Oh.
Just a big fan of TB Burp. So this person had the Quaker Oat logo on them. So that's quite specific.
I want you, or just maybe get a foamy latte with you.
Okay. So if that was you, maybe even a foamy latte would be good.
He had a rubbish wingman not getting the name.
Yeah, that's bad.
Let down, bin him off.
But he sent his wingman out to go get a photo. That's yeah, what I quite like.
I like that.
Go photograph her.
Next.
Man for woman. To my secret admirer.
Oh. So this is a secret admirer.
You mailed me a rubber rat with no return address a couple of months ago. It's hanging on my wall.
You would know if you'd sent someone that, wouldn't you? And you're obviously keen because you're sending them presents.
Yeah. No, that would put me off.
Would it?
A rubber rat would, yes. I think definitely. I don't think I would pursue this.
And I assume it was you who sent me the anonymous text message that said, accordion player are hot, you make me so hot. Unless I have two secret admirers. Who are you?
Well, he is pursuing it. This is weird.
Yeah, exactly. He's obviously keen. Maybe he's into rats. I like the fact that he thinks that he might have two admirers, one who texts about accordions and one who texts about rats.
Yeah.
Some would say that's slightly unfortunate.
Well, if you're listening and maybe you fancy some love, get in touch.
No. Man for...
Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, I was going to say about this last one, that I think this is probably the worst place to be spotted.
OK, let's have a listen.
Man for woman. You were drunk and crying with a load of friends in my car park late at night a few months ago. I was on the balcony.
Oh, no.
In my car park?
This is my car park. Outside his flat.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I think he just means his car park as in...
Oh, I thought he was like the head of a supermarket or something. Like Mr. Asda or something.
Captain Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
You noticed me and then proceeded to drop your trousers and wee in my car park while looking at me and screaming.
Well, that's nice.
You see? You would not want to meet the man of your dreams by having a wee behind a car.
You wouldn't, but I like the fact that people think that love could blossom from this situation.
I asked if you wanted some toilet paper or some wine. Your friends laughed at me, but I decided it was a good idea to give you both wine and toilet paper.
Oh, sweet. So, does this sound like you? Were you doing that? Were you weeing in that car park? Get in touch. Chris is still doubting if these are real. They are, I'm telling you.
They're just incredible.
100% genuine.
I then gave you a hug, and you and your wasted friends went off on your way. Your urine stain was in my car park until the ice melted weeks later. You are a keeper.
Now that's romance. Legend. That's brilliant. I want to hear that bit again.
I then gave you a hug and your wasted friends went off on your way. Your urine stain was in my car park until the ice melted weeks later. You are a keeper.
Just imagine. He looked after her. He gave her toilet paper and more wine. What more could you want from a man?
And he was gazing lovingly at that urine stain for ages afterwards. And then when the ice melted, he was gutted. Anyway, so maybe you are looking for love. Maybe you've been spotted. Maybe one of those was you. I mean, that's a brilliant selection of misconnections there. That's a good show and tell. I'd like to do these more often because there's a lot of people looking for love out there, a lot of lonely single people. And I like the idea that we're helping, if they haven't seen the advert already on the internet or in a newspaper, helping to kind of spread the word and helping maybe for them to find love. Right, next, I've got a bit of Conor Maynard, Can't Say No. Also, we've got some Katy Perry, and we'll fit in some posh Radio 4 lady with Dear Scott. She's taking advice from Cheryl Cole now, who's just called Cheryl. She now wants to be just known as posh Radio 4. And also, Becky Raps. It's a classic one today.
It is.
Old school Friday tune coming up, wrapped by the Somerset Rap Queen.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, should we do some Dear Scots? Should we do it now or in a minute? Should we do it now? Why not? Okay, let me just find the music. I'm not prepared. It's time for Dear Scots. Posh Radio 4 lady. Sorry, the Posh Radio 4. With all the stuff that you've been saying to us on email this week. This is an open forum for you to have your say. And we're doing Dear Scott when we go back to our afternoon show between 1 and 4, course. So, send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Chances are, your email will get read out.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, Totso and the PR4L.
Hiya.
I'm off to Canada for the first time to visit some family I've never met before. Super excited about it. Anyway, thanks to his being on the Chris Moyle show the other week, I found out that the one and only Mr. Ollie Mears is playing in Toronto at the same time as I'm there. I've a bit of a friend crush on him. Whenever he's on talking, I always end up laughing and think he would be great to go for a cheeky pint with. I thought maybe you being buddies, you could see if he fancied that pint while he's in Toronto. Anyway, worth a shot. Love you, Vicky, off of Scotland, but living in Hastings now. Smiley.
Well, Ollie Murs may appear to be that personable, cheeky Essex chappy, but...
Oh, gee, what revelation is about to appear now?
Well, you know, when he's out in bars and stuff, there's an assistant with him, and you're not allowed to talk directly to him. You've got to... Even with ordering drinks and stuff, the waiter will have to take the drink order from the assistant... and you don't talk to him directly or look him in the eye.
This was all the stuff he got edited out of Life on Mars, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Weren't you telling me as well that he doesn't drink pints? It was something like that, wasn't it?
That's right.
He doesn't drink pints.
No, he doesn't drink pints, no.
It's not his thing.
So that might not work out for you as you would have expected in Toronto.
Is that what it's like when you go out with him?
What do you mean?
Are you allowed to talk to him directly or not?
No, through his assistant.
No.
So the assistant will actually sit in the middle of us and then we'll relay the messages to Ollie Murs, which is a bit awkward, but you kind of get used to it. Anyway, yeah, he's appearing in Toronto soon. He's on the One Direction tour in America, and also, he's going to Australia soon. I'm really jealous. He's on the One Direction tour.
Are they allowed to talk to him or not?
No, of course not.
Not even Niall?
None of them, no. You have to do it through the assistant and then, yeah.
God, that must be so annoying when they're planning, like, all the tour stuff.
You get used to it, like I said. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky and Chris. Scott, your love of the Aussie Pav makes me lol and proud to be an Australian. As an Aussie, it is my duty to educate others about our great history. Legend has it that Pavlova is named after a Russian prima ballerina off of the 20s called Anna Matveyevna Pavlova. Apparently she was so amazing that a chef at the hotel she was staying at while on tour was inspired by her and styled the dessert off her tutu. Hope that helps cement your passion for the Pav. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you, Anthony off of Canberra, Australia.
Hi Australian listeners. As you will know if you've been listening this week and last week, the way that Australians say Pavlova brings me great joy. It does. And on Junior MasterChef Australia the other day, that's what they were making.
First challenge of today is the perfect Pavlova.
Oh, I love Pavlovas.
Zach, are you a bit of a Pavlova king?
Yeah, I love Pavlova.
Guys, you're going to have 18 minutes to produce the perfect Pavlova.
They love them, don't they? They love the Pav. And there's been loads of debate whether it comes from Australia or New Zealand. I don't care. I just like the way you say it, and I like the way they tasted my belly. So there. The way that Chris says it in Australian, though, is the best. Let's have that one more time, because we're not going to get any from
it. I need one of you to do it first.
Pev.
Pev.
Lo.
Lo.
Va.
Va. Pev. Lo. Va. Oh.
And next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and TOTDS, I was having a mooch on the internet gossip pages, looking at the celeb pics.
Love a mooch.
I noticed they all wear sunglasses when out and about. I don't think I suit sunglasses, so I don't wear them. This got me thinking, what would you do if you were a celebrity and you didn't suit sunglasses? How would you go out in disguise and not be noticed? Love you all. Dawn, off of Liverpool.
That doesn't happen, Dawn, because all celebrities suit sunglasses. That's just the law. It's in the contract when you sign up to be a pop star. You don't...
Not all celebrities suit, do they?
Think of one that doesn't, then. Oh, OK.
Eamon Holmes.
Yeah, Eamon Holmes doesn't.
I think if you don't suit sunglasses, you've got to get yourself a visor or a beard.
A visor?
Yeah.
Think about Eamon Holmes now in a visor.
Yeah, one of them golfing visors. I bet he's got one.
Okay, apart from Eamon Holmes, I can't think of a celeb that doesn't suit a sunglasses.
Oh, it is tricky.
It is hard. Okay, apart from Bill Turnbull.
Oh no, I think Bill Turnbull would look good in some Top Gun style
aviators.
Yeah.
weird combo.
Shirley off EastEnders.
Yeah, I can see
actually,
that.
No, that would be weird. She looked like she was about to rob a bank. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with anything else you want to say on Dear Scott. It's going to be back with the Posh Radio 4 when we, formerly known as Lady, when we get back in the afternoons between 1 and 4 in 1 week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's about time we did Becky Raps, I think. It's the last one. And we're going to go old school because it's Friday and it's like a big party tune. I know that much.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need your help with this one because there's some interactive bits. Are you up for it?
Who?
You'll know the bits I mean when you and Chris.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah?
So we're on backing vocals.
Yeah, if you want, just shout it out. You'll know the bits.
Will we know when?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is an honour, isn't it, Chris?
Wow.
Quite an honour. Okay.
Ready?
Well, yeah, ready for the last time on this show. Sit back and relax as the Somerset Rap Queen takes to Radio 1 again. Go.
Yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, can you all feel that, can you all feel that, jig it out, here I am in the place where I come let go, Miami, the bass and the sunset glow, every day like a Mardi Gras, everybody party all day, no work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay a rest to spill, me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill, nothing less than ill when we dress to kill, every time the ladies pass they'll be like,
I will!
Can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces, every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come I always wind up staying. This the type of town I could spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing. Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies half-dressed, fully equipped, and they be screaming out,
will we love to last hit?
Some are thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer Merengue Mountain Pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mummies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me. In the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So, cash in your door, we flow to this fashion show. Pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth. Don't get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on. And New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy. But on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. You don't understand. I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans. Miena, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride my jet skis, lounging in the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear you can see to the bottom. $100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
City where the heat is on. Gemma in Uxbridge complimenting you on your mad skills. I thought we were quite good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that challenging.
No, really.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
Hiya, Will. Will, we loved your last hit. That was Miami. Will Smith. Loads of people finding out what the words are to that song for the first time, even though it's really old. I know, that's the thing. When it's wrapped in Somerset, you can hear it a lot clearer, can't you?
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free download.